You're listening to Butchertown Rundown Extra Cuts, the official podcast of the Lavender Legion. All right, we are back for part two of Butchertown Rundown Extra Cuts. And after our conversation with Ryan Dell, we kept on chatting about how great our talk was. And we started talking about the OL Reign game, and it got a little off the rails, and we talked a lot longer than intended. So here is the second part of our conversation on the OL Reign match. So guys, that was a really great conversation with Ryan. I feel like I learned a lot, and I can definitely see why the players are so, so supportive of him and have even gone as far as telling Jessica Berman that they think his hire was transformational for the club.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just hearing that story about, you know, Jordan Baggett, and he got, you know, her coffee order and had it ready for her. Like, just the small little details like that. And then the bigger ideas he has, like, I'm just really excited, guys. What about you, Tom? How you feeling?
You know what? A question that we asked in the podcast that I loved was that in a lot of ways, racing is setting a standard. So what is racing going to do when other teams meet the standard? Because if I was a fan of any other team, and I heard Ryan Dell talking about, like you said, getting the coffee order, I'm going to pick you up at the airport, I'm making sure that we've got local dog treats in your apartment for when your player shows up, I am getting mad at my team by saying, why are we not doing this? Yeah. Why are we not going the extra step? Because it seems, on the one hand, so intuitive, but apparently not. In the NWSL, apparently this is going the extra step. And I think that it's very exciting that he is doing that he is putting the players first. And it's not, you know, I don't want to, I kind of go back and forth. It's not just him, but he's the general manager. I mean, he is the highest ranking club official that doesn't have an ownership stake.
He's
so
setting the tone.
Yeah, so if people are going to follow his lead, and it's very much in concert with the rest of the club. But the things that he talked about, I got to tell you, I mean, I've said it before, like, I'm a Gen X cynic, but like, I'm kind of drinking the Kool-Aid to see how this guy does and see what he can build here.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, I feel pumped up about things. I mean, I've been. We'll talk about this in just a minute, you know, about how we feel the last game went. We will spend a little time talking about that. But, you know, I felt that this is a better team. I felt that this is a more successful team on the pitch, even though they haven't had a win yet. But yeah, I definitely feel like this is a much more successful front office after talking to Ryan. And, you know, I really feel like he might have been the missing ingredient that we've been needed to bring everything together and to bring that, you know, specific special focus onto racing, not just to, you know, do nice things for the players and create a good environment, but like really, as he said, interface with the league, interface with the front office, with other NWSL front offices, and mm-hmm. make sure that racing is in fact setting the standard. Yeah. You can't do that if there isn't someone who is fully focused on the development of the club itself. And so, I don't know, I'm feeling excited. I love his enthusiasm. I love the things he couldn't tell us everything, things he alluded to, things he already said he's working on. All in all, it just seems like there's a real attention to detail, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, and one thing I want to jump in and say just real quick, that for our listeners or people that are listening right now and saying, like, why did you not ask about, you know, player safety, stuff like that. You know, we decided that, you know, those questions have been asked before. And if you're curious about how he responds to it, read Becky's article on the Equalizer. Every local journalist that interviewed him asked him those questions. So we really felt that, you know, that was ground that had been covered and that we wanted to talk about. We wanted to talk about his philosophy about building a team going forward and be forward looking, not backward looking with the questions that we asked him. So
no, yeah, I agree entirely. And also, I mean, the players have said in every interview and in every conversation we've had with them that they want to move forward. And so we will also just as a rule, unless if the situation calls for it, be looking forward as much as possible.
And I'll tell you one thing that he said that I really liked that's a little counterintuitive, or two statements that he made that were a little counterintuitive. You know, we talked about being a player first, you know, environment, that he wanted to make sure that that the players felt comfortable. This was a place that they would succeed. But when he talked about, was it San Diego, and that they have a no trade players policy, you know, he didn't commit to that. And he also talked about how these are professional athletes, and, you know, that the environment, we want to have the best environment available. But also, in addition to that, this club needs to win. They need to get wins. And it sounds as though he's ready to, you know, make those tough decisions regarding personnel if the club is not getting the results that it needs to get to win, which, Caitlin, will bring us back to our game against, by the way, you know, quick thing, OL Reign, they've been sold. They're no longer the OL, now they're just the Seattle Reign.
Well,
so
we don't know that yet.
All right. So
we assume
they haven't been sold yet. They're still OL Reign.
Okay, so for the moment being, but Seattle Reign sounds so much better. But
it does.
Caitlin,
oh my God, I can't wait until they lose the OL. I can't.
Caitlin, we are coming off of a 2-2 draw against OL Reign. What were your thoughts on the match?
Well, first, I would like to say we kind of ran out of time. We didn't get to ask Ryan Dell about his song for the Mint Mix. So I will just
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Insert one here. And it is a suggestion that I got from one Brandon Condra. I think we bring up Brandon in every single episode, but he's great, part of the Legion, hilarious. He sent me a suggestion for the Mint Mix that kind of sums up, I think, all of our collective feelings about the game on Saturday. His suggestion was "Set Fire to the Rain" by by Adele. Rain, obviously, in this context, spelled, you know, R-E-I-G-N, or however you spell it. Anyway, yeah, I think we all kind of felt like we wanted to set fire to that team. And we sort of, honestly, guys, we sort of did that
we
first
did.
Half. They set that whole place on fire. Like, it was, oh, it was exhilarating to watch that first half. And then, as has seemed to be, you know, our MO, we just kind of let it slip away through various individual mistakes, which was incredibly frustrating. So, yeah, that's really my feelings, was just a frustrating end to what was shaping up to be the best game this team has ever played.
So, Caitlin, you have an incredibly keen eye for tactics, kind of the game behind the game, that, you know, or the game within the game. Did you see anything in that game that maybe I didn't, that led to that, or was it just two, for lack of a more articulate term, two bonehead plays that sunk us?
You know, I think both of the players that made mistakes this game are going to want to would take those back, like, mm-hmm. immediately. I think, you know, they got caught up in, we were leading and it was exciting, and, you know, their emotions got the better of them.
Say,
or
what they are,
what
the mistakes were, for context.
Oh yes, for context. For anyone who didn't watch the game, Katie Lund came out and made a I would say unnecessary tackle on a Reign player. You know, Abby Erceg was there. Katie didn't need to do that, and I'm sure she knows that. But she just got a little, I don't know if she felt like she needed to be doing something, because she really wasn't tested this game, right?
No.
So when
she
it was
one
like,
save.
Yeah. So she was like, oh, it's my turn, I need to go do something. And, you know, She didn't. So they got a PK. Of course, Megan Rapinoe is there. So she makes it. And then the second goal, I believe, in my opinion, was because we were down one player because Savannah DeMello was sent off with a second yellow card, which is a red card. The second yellow was because she, to me, it looked like, you'd have to ask her, but it looked like she got frustrated at the foul that the ref called on Jaylen, and the ball was coming down out of the air. She kicked it back up, which is like a, it's a delay of game.
After the whistle had been blown, yeah.
After the ref blew the whistle, it's very harsh, but the ref was within his right to do that. So Sav got sent off. We were playing down a player, and OL Reign just took advantage of that. I think it's interesting they couldn't score on us with our full 11 on the field. Except through a penalty. But yeah, so it was just a culmination of those two mistakes. And yeah, what did you guys see? I thought overall, aside from those, it was a great game.
Aside from those, we would have had it. I mean, I truly don't think that without, you know, I mean, we held them off for 15 minutes with 10 players on the field. And I mean, this is also another point of contention, without many subs until really late. I mean, this is something that we bring up a lot, that we talk about a lot in the fandom in general. I mean, there's two different philosophies with subs. Kim Bjorkegren's is that it can be sometimes more too disruptive to bring a sub in who doesn't feel the movement of the players, who hasn't been there, especially with a team like the Reign that are so dangerous. They can just pounce on someone that's coming in, whose head isn't yet in the game. But at the same time, I mean, they're bringing in all sorts of subs, and so they have the fresh legs and attackers like Ciara King, you know, like quality players that, you know, that's putting a lot on the backs of our tired players to fight through that. So I think that we could have easily made a defensive sub. I mean, isn't the whole reason we got Jordan Baggett to see out games? So like the fact that she came in so late, I know she's new. Yeah. And I know she hasn't seen many minutes, but like, again, bringing Rebecca Holloway in and taking a forward out to defend the lead, you know, stuff like that just would have made more sense. Even just putting Alex Chidiak in as box to box, just to put more energy in. You know, you could argue 1,000 times over what to do, but if I had to pick a song for the Mint Mix, it would probably be Here Comes the Reign Again by the Eurythmics, because I feel like every time we play them, it's just like... Here come the Reign again. We can't win. We can't lose. We just draw them. And
that
so,
hurts.
You know, last second, there's Jordan Heidema, you know, sending in that freaking header, because here comes the damn Reign again. So, yeah, that's kind of how I feel. But, I mean, we can't take away the fact that they're last year's Shield winners. They're a top two team right now, and we utterly confounded them. We utterly confounded them, to the point that, like, you know, against Angel City, like that whole stadium, that whole bench, that whole team, they were elated that they came back and they earned that draw. I stood for like the last 3 or 4 minutes of stoppage time on the steps going down to the field, so in between the two benches, and there were a couple OL Reign trainers and coaches on the steps, like shouting, because they were trying to get higher. They were not happy. Like, then this is after the second goal was scored. They were really not happy with this result. They were really frustrated. They were really disappointed. This was not some grand win. They knew that they barely got by us to get that point. And Laura Harvey, you know, said straight up in her post-game press conference, I think Louisville's a very good team. They are a playoff team. In my mind, there is no doubt. And Laura Harvey is a coach that knows a lot about winning and knows a lot about winning in the NWSL. And so that's pretty darn high praise that she immediately looks at us and thinks that we are a playoff team. And of course, there's so much parity in the league that any team could potentially be a playoff team. But I mean, she didn't just say they gave us a hard game. They were a really tough team. They're a hard team to break down. She volunteered that she thinks that Racing is of playoff team quality, and I don't think that that's something to look over. I think that's pretty high praise, considering, you know, we haven't gotten a win yet, but as far as Laura Harvey's concerned, it doesn't matter. She thinks that we're a tough team.
I'm glad you guys brought up the Mint Mix because one of the songs on the Mint Mix is Happy Birthday. And I am every time I hear about this going forward, I'm going to think about this because that game was a GD birthday present to the Reign. We gave them a point. We gave them a point because is Laura Becky, everything you said, 100% right. Laura Harvey has been a winner in this league. She knows it. But I'm not surprised she talked about us being a playoff team because Louisville utterly confounded them. In fact, one of my big takeaways of that game was that it was tactically the best game we've ever played. We knew exactly what they were going to do on
Yeah.
offense. Jay Howell was all over the place, which, by the way, welcome to the league, Jay Howell. Like, I know you're awesome, but I mean, girl was feeling herself like I have never seen before.
Yep.
Not just making tackles, not just intercepting every single ball that crossed midfield, taking shots from range, taking a shot with a
Bicycle kick. We didn't,
bicycle
yeah.
kick.
Was
A
that Jay or
bicycle
was
kick.
that Kirsten? I thought it was
That
Kirsten.
was
Jones.
Jalen.
It
That was
was Jay.
Jalen.
It
Okay.
was Jay. I
Yeah.
mean, I was so fired up for her and the way she was playing. And I have never been more angry at a racing loss ever. And there's not a second place. There's not a third place. There's nothing else in the top 10.
It's not even a loss.
It was a
Yeah,
loss. No, you're
it
right.
felt like it.
It
It
felt
did,
like
but
it
it wasn't a
because.
loss. I don't know. I was
Because
so
true.
impressed with how well they did the. I mean, I like we talked. Well, I tried to talk through my car as we were driving home. We were all texting each other, and I mean, I was just like torn back and forth because I have like an hour and a half drive back, and it's like really long, annoying time to sit by yourself after a bad game. But I kept being like, oh, that sucks. But we played so well and I'm really excited, but that sucked and we should have won that. And I mean, it's like this game like pulled me into two pieces where I'm so excited by the potential we saw, but I'm so frustrated that they have not been able to capitalize on that potential yet because they look like a different team. Like you said, like they knew exactly what they were supposed to do. They knew exactly how to break the rain down. And you know, the other thing that impressed me too is for the first time of them playing us, the rain did not come out hard. Like I was expecting them to just like come out and try and bowl us over and attack. They were tentative. They were like, okay, like especially after
I
preseason,
mean, I
like
would say, like, I
we're
get what
gonna
you're
give this team
saying.
their due.
No, I get what you're saying, but I don't think that it was that they weren't trying. I think that
It's
we
our
just
press
shut
was
them
really good.
down.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh,
I
I
think
know.
that.
And that's why I'm really excited, but I know I'm also really angry too. So, I mean, this is like the game of, I don't know, of
And
mental
I,
disruption.
the another really good thing that stuck out in my mind was the crowd for this game was bigger than the Washington game
And
because
they
the
were
weather was.
into it.
Yes, significantly better. And at least for me, for that first half showed me what racing games could be and should be. That is how the atmosphere should be at all racing games. It was like it was electric. Like everybody was into it. And you know, we get a couple more thousand people in there. Like teams aren't going to want to play here. Maybe they will. I don't know. But like it was just so palpable and exciting. And I think that is what makes the loss so disappointing. Not loss. Gosh, it's a
It
tie.
feels like it. It
It's a
feels
tie. We've
it's a
only
tie.
lost once, guys. We've had the
I know.
hardest season
I
opener of
know.
any team, but we've only lost once. Don't lose sight of that, but keep going,
That,
Dylan.
yes, that is what made the tie feel so disappointing because it's, I think we've said this on the podcast and it's been said forever and ever, you know, the hope is what kills you. That first half, I was just like, do I dare? Do I dare hope? Do I dare see this lasting through the entire game, you
I
know?
did. I was still thinking it was probably going to be a draw. I have not yet been
No.
convinced of them being able to pull it off.
But they're we keep saying this, so close.
So
And they
close.
weren't the and the thing, first of all, there is no team in this league where you apologize for a win. If Racing beats Orlando this weekend, which I don't know if they can, I don't know if they will. Orlando's a good team. Like, I'll do cartwheels. I really can't do cartwheels because I'm fat and I've got bad knees, but in my brain, I would do cartwheels. But like, there are no excuses. There are no bad wins. But like, this was the rain. This was NWSL royalty. Everything that we wanted to believe about this club, about who they are, like, it was right there, and we gave it to them. We gave it to them. That's what's so galling.
And maybe I'm relentless Pollyanna though, but like we made them work for it. Like they were
We did.
so
Yep. We did.
snotty and such jerks after they beat us in the Women's Cup that like that was not the same team that came out of this last game. They were shaken by how hard we played them. And the thing that gives me hope, if like it would be one thing if we were like, we're so close. Like, I mean, Tom, you and I know that we like desperately tried to like get through the slog of the 13 game winless streak last season, and we would have to like talk about it for a half an hour before and be like, oh, but before we could say anything positive. But I don't feel that way now. I
Yeah,
don't feel that way
during
now
this
because.
last season, Butchertown Rundown was unofficially sponsored by Falls City Hipster IPA beer, from at least on this end. So, no, you're right though. You're exactly right that like they're so close, and
But they're
I
getting
want.
closer. That's the thing. In the last year, in the last season, in that 13 game streak, like I did not feel like they were particularly getting closer to anything. And we would be like, oh, but they're doing well. And yeah, they didn't do that bad. But they were playing like kind of a steady clip. I've truly felt that like even with the lack of results, I do feel like they're getting closer and they were fixing some of the problems that they had even earlier this season. I feel like they've been playing more consistently. I feel like they had the horrible tale of two halves games in the first three games, even in Houston to a certain extent, when they had to like play for their lives to keep Houston off the board. And then, I mean, compared to Angel City, I mean, they definitely did a much better, they didn't do it, but they did a much better job of defending the lead than they did against Angel City. And they're just playing more cohesively as a unit. And I think that's why it's getting more frustrating because I do think they're getting closer and closer. They're not just getting close, like they're taking steps forward. I mean, who knows what they're going to do against Orlando? Like I don't know what to guess from this team, but I do feel like this was that Portland, despite the loss, was a better game than Angel City as a whole. And I know some people think that's crazy. I know Michael Shaw thought that game was like awful, but I think it was like mainly two mistakes that made that game a problem. And I think this game against Ola Rain was better than Portland. So I think they're doing better. So let's just hope that they peak at the right time.
Yes. That's what I hope as well.
Well,
Yeah.
we hope that I said on the last podcast that if they are who they say they are, they come out and they beat OL Reign, and they didn't. But I'm not going to hold that against
They
them.
came so close, and they would have if they weren't down to 10 people and didn't lose arguably their best player.
Yeah, I mean, it was stupid mistakes. Like, love you, Sav. Love you, Katie Lund. Like, you two are tremendous. But at the same time, like, those were mis like, you can't make small mistakes.
They know it though. I mean,
Oh
you
yeah, they
know
know it.
that
Like,
it's going
it's not
to.
it's yeah it's not even worth like trying to, it's not piling on. It's like, they know it, everybody knows it.
No, but
So
it's good that they did it now. Isn't it so much better that they did it in the fifth game versus the 10th or 12th?
I
I
wish
would
it
have
didn't happen
loved.
at all, yeah.
I wish it didn't happen at
But,
all too, but this stuff does happen.
No, and I think that, if they are who they say they are, you do not lose to Orlando. That's what I don't want to be glass half empty, but what I they have played with Portland for a half on the road. They dominated the rain for most of the game. Orlando is bottom of the table. They cannot take anything for granted. Caitlin, you tweeted out, the players should be furious. And you got a sweet reply from Abby Erceg that said, we are. You know what? The only, like, if you're mad, you know how you get better? 3 points. That's how you feel better. You don't go down to you don't go down to Orlando thinking, well, we should have beat the rain, and the rain are better than Orlando, so we don't need to be as fired up and focused in. I hope that's not the case.
If I feel like I know this team, like I think maybe I do, there's no way they're thinking that way. They want this win probably way more than we want it for them.
Yeah.
So I think they should just channel all of their energy and disappointment from the last month into just getting this win on Saturday.
We know from history that Abby Erceg is also not a player who is going to, she's not going to be like reckless with what she says, but she's not going to keep her feelings of team shortcomings to herself. Mm-hmm. And she's said that they're furious. She's also been relentless with the idea that this team is getting close and that she believes that they're a winning team. She's liked everything I said about like this team is very close to being good. They're very close to being great. Like she still believes in this team and she's been on some winning teams. So I do take faith with that. I mean, I also think that it comes down to like kind of what we talked about with Taylor to a certain degree. Racing needs to go into Orlando and just without question be like, we are going to kick this team's ass.
Yep.
Like they need to believe it in their hearts and souls and that they will die on the pitch to get those 3 points. And at this point, if we're this frustrated, I cannot believe that they're not even more so. I mean, I think that if they could go on a plane right now to Orlando and play them at midnight, they would do it because mm-hmm. they want to get those 3 points so badly.
Which I like the way you talked about playing desperately, because that is what has kept this team getting wins.
I don't want it to be desperate, though. I think that we played them desperately. We played desperately, and that's why we didn't get results last season. I think we need to play ruthlessly.
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean that like that when we were up 2-0 against Angel City, they got desperate. They were going to do whatever they could to get a result.
Okay.
I mean, when we played the rain, and they went down 2-0, or they were down 2-0, they got desperate, which for the rain meant that they were diving all over the place. They were taking falls that were shameful by in any soccer league. But at the same time, like that's what they were doing. That was their strategy, and it worked. God bless them for it. But they refused to not get a result.
But,
and I think that is the step that Racing needs to take.
But we can do that. We can come from behind and get a point.
Yeah,
that's the
no.
only thing we can do. I want us to get ahead and then play ruthlessly so we don't have to play desperately.
I'm sick
of us playing desperately. I feel like the only way that Racing knows how to play these days is desperately. They only know how to be in a losing position and try and claw back points. We need to learn how to be the big team, the winners that are entering the pitch that like the other team has to beat. From the start, I don't even want to play. Like, I want to move away from desperation. I want to be ruthless and I want to be like dominant. We need to start playing like we are the dominant team that we can be.
Well, I think that, you know, for sure. And it will be interesting. And we're talking very like macro, very meta. I will be very interested to get to the micro with the lineup for this next game, because I think that Coach Kim is going to have a decision to make sooner rather than later, whether you stick with as a starter Jess McDonald or whether you move to Paige Monahan. Jess McDonald, who is a winner, who has done everything in this league, who has been a leader on this team, but Paige Monahan was a bit of a revelation when they started her last match. Even beside the goal, the way she ran, the way she attacked, it is tough to not pencil her into the starting lineup next match.
She earned the chance. And then we also potentially have Tembi Katlana getting her first minutes. We have Uchenna Kanu coming back. I mean, I think for Sav, we're going to see tall Sav. Is that not how Kim described Kayla Fisher?
Kayla Fisher, yes.
So I don't know. We'll have to see, though. I mean, you're right. It's going to be really, really, really interesting to see this lineup because there's so Ellie might be back. So I mean, there's a whole lot of things that came back, but personally, I feel like that Paige unquestionably earned at least another start. You know, Rebecca Holloway kept getting starts because of injuries, but also because she earned it,
Yes, she
because
did.
she played successfully, and they felt that they wanted to reward that. That if you play well, you will move up, and someone else will have to earn their spot back, even if they're more the natural starter. And I mean, I think that they need to do that with Paige too. All the love in the world for Jess, who I think is incredible and has brought so much to this team. But you know, that's how the team stays competitive. She needs to earn the spot back from Paige, in my mind, based on how Paige played against OL Reign.
Caitlin, who do you think now that we don't have Sav next match, who's your starting midfield?
Everybody, if you could see the look of both fear and worry and disgust that crossed Caitlin Whitehead's face.
Yes.
Look, I don't want to think about a team that doesn't have, or a lineup that doesn't have Savannah DeMello in it. I mean, that's not a good thing for me to think about. But since it looks like we're going to have to, we fortunately have quite a bit of depth in our midfield. That is our strongest line of players. I mean, look, I'm not the coach. This is probably not what Kim is going to do, but hey, we have Julia Lester back, and if Ellie comes back, why not? This is going to sound nuts, you guys. But why not put Ellie back in center back, put Julia Lester on the right, move Lowe up
To
into
midfield. No, I think
midfield,
that's brilliant. I mean, he's never going
That's
to
so
take Lowe off
smart.
the field, and I think he's better as
Yeah,
a
that could be
midfielder.
really fun, guys, don't you think? I
Yes.
mean, Kim, don't you think?
Ryan, you listen to this podcast. I don't know what you can say about this, but
Well, we talked to Ryan for a while. We've talked about this game. I probably time to get close to signing off. I just have one question for y'all. So when I asked Ryan about free agents on other teams, do you think that he like realized that I might have been talking about Franchise Fox?
if
He was
he's
like, no
listened to
comment.
any of these podcasts, then I think he was like, oh God, Tom. We know, like a Emily Fox face just like floated be around his head. Emily Fox, who does like Ryan Dell, according to the Behind the Crest YouTube video, where of course, the player talking about how great Ryan is and how he makes things fun and wonderful for all the players was Emily
Left us.
Fox. So.
No, I'm happy we've got Abby. I'm happy we've got Carson. They're awesome. They have solidified that back line. I'm only thinking about like next season.
Look,
May, you know, if when she's out of contract, she's a free agent, but we'll cross that bridge when we come
I
to
can't
it.
imagine it happening, but like, because I don't know, that would be too amazing. But like, if Racing pulled somehow, some way pulled off trading Fox for Carson Pickett and Abbie Ersig only to get Fox back in a year, that would be like the biggest grift that any team has ever pulled off. And I feel like the North Carolina Courage would have to like be sold out of shame
They would
because
have to
that would just
burn Wake
be.
Med Park. It was like, sorry, it has been burned to the ground now. Sorry, that's just the rules.
I mean, I that would. I mean, I can't imagine it happening. I mean, I'm assuming
No,
that if she doesn't
probably
sign with
not.
them, she's expansion. She's like absolutely golden expansion protection. But I mean, if she did, that would be like the most amazing. I mean, we would basically for like I don't know what money, like gotten Carson Pickett, Abbie Ersig, and Franchise Fox. But
She's not our franchise anymore.
no,
I can't
she's
even
not
call
North
her that. I said
Carolina's
that.
either, though. She's nobody's Franchise Fox that we can
Well,
see at least.
oh.
I will look forward to the updated mint mix, burning down the rain. Morgan,
Set
you think we've
fire.
covered everything?
Wait,
Oh my
Tom,
God.
I think it's only fair. Becky and I both had songs, not to put you on the spot, but I'm putting you on the spot. Becky and I both had songs with rain in the title. And do you have a song with rain in the title?
A song with rain in the title.
That is applicable to this game to make it even more difficult.
Have you
I
ever
do.
seen the rain?
Ah.
Caitlin, I do have a song.
Yep.
Not only is it applicable because it uses the word rain,
Yep.
not only is it applicable because the state of Kentucky is referenced in it, but it is applicable because it references heartbreak.
Yep.
Kentucky Rain by Elvis Presley, in which he
Oh,
talks
wow.
about how his love has left him and he is going from town to town
In the
looking
cold
for
Kentucky
her,
rain.
and the cold Kentucky rain pours down upon him as he tries to find his lost love. So for the racing fans who are looking for the lost wind that should have been, the cold Kentucky rain is pouring down. So yes, I have a
Was
well,
great.
I
That
gotta
was great,
tell you,
Tom.
I
That
appreciate the way you said that
definitely
in
was all of us.
I appreciate the way you said that, Caitlin, as I saw you put your fingers into your ears. So
I did no such thing, you guys. I have my headphones on.
This is me. You didn't. You touched your headphones and realized they were
That's fair. That's fair. I'm not a good singer.
on.
I get it. I get it. No, but that would be my song, Kentucky Rain by Elvis Presley.
All right, awesome. That mix is going to be great, great this week.
That's going to be great. Excellent. Hopefully, we get a win at Orlando. It's always a happy day. Caitlin, Morgan, this was fun. Let's do it again.
Let's do it. Go big perp.
Go big perp.